Hello and welcome to the Beatles World Cup, where we've got 213 filtered down to just one. We're talking about the Beatles songs, of course, and we're going to find the greatest Beatles song of all time. I promise you we will.
One day.
One day.
One day.
One day, many, many episodes away, because we currently are up to heat number 26, Rob.
Yes, we are. Hello, listeners. It is I, Rob.
Yes. You of the ilk that put through You Know My Name, Look Up the Number last week.
You agreed with me.
I had to, didn't I? I mean, come on.
You didn't fly. Have to.
Well,
fly. You would have been crucified if you didn't, but you didn't have to.
Whatever.
We're back onto that again.
Yes. No, let's not get onto that again. This week, we have got four brand new songs that we pulled out of the hat. Rob, can we go through what they are?
Yes, Jono, this week's songs are Michelle from the Mighty Rubber Soul LP, Sun King from Abbey Road, Norwegian Wood, also from the Mighty Rubber Soul LP, and The End, also from Abbey Road. It's an interesting mix this week, Jono.
It's a club sandwich. And
it
Rob,
is.
I cannot wait to see the pain that you're about to go through putting those two songs from Rubber Soul together.
I've had time to think about it. I have a plan.
Okay, let's see what it is. Welcome to the Beatles World Cup. If you have literally just joined us and this is your very first episode, why? Because you should be starting at the beginning, not heat 26.
Of our in-jokes will make sense.
Yeah, true. You should know by now, you should know that Rob basically is the biggest Rubber Soul fan in the world. So,
yes.
You know, putting two of the babies to choose on. It's a bit of a Sophie's choice. It's a Rob's choice this week,
it's
I think.
It's tough. Yeah.
But who knows? Maybe it won't be. But let's start off with Michelle.
Yeah, let's start with this. It is a tricky one, Jono, to talk about because on one hand, this is a cracking little song. And when I saw Paul McCartney back in 1993 or whatever it was, he did this and he had a piano accordion accompaniment.
Oh.
It was a bit of lower low in some ways, but it was also quite good because unless I'm hallucinating, he also had these big black and white images of Paris coming up on the screens behind him. And it became this big, epic, French love song. And it was just awesome. So there's that. But at the same time, did you know this song is a bit of a piss take, Jono?
Of a French love song piss take?
Well, the story goes that McCartney went along to this party with some art students back, I guess John would have been at art college with Stu Sutcliffe and Paul's tagging along. And there was some kid there with a stupid goatee and a striped T-shirt singing a French song, like a real French song on an acoustic guitar. And Paul thought this guy was such a wanker that he wrote his own imitation of this song to sort of entertain John and all the other people, where he just made these French-sounding groaning noises instead of words, apparently. So he was plucking away on a guitar going, you know, doing this sort of French thing. And it remained a bit of a party piece right into the Beatles' career until now in Abbey Road Rubber Soul times, around 65. And John Lennon said, hey, you know that piss take you do? Why don't you turn that into a song? Because apparently the tune was quite good. It was just didn't have any words. So Paul went, oh, okay, and made it into Michelle. So it really depends what kind of mood you're in when you think about this song. Can you just clear your head and be the romantic optimist? Or do you hear that it's actually a bit of a piss take of French music? I must say I'm generally the former, and seeing it live solidified it for me, but I do know there's that sort of thing at the back of my head that this is a piss take.
Yeah, it is so French, isn't it?
Like, yeah, and maybe I've ruined it for people now by telling that story. I don't know.
No, I don't think so. I love Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
There's just something really beautiful about it. It feels you're going through a stroll through Paris with, you know, this beautiful woman by your side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not dancing by yourself with a milkshake. You're walking with her with a pain au chocolat and a café au lait.
And a dachshund or something.
Yeah, yeah, with a beret on, just going down the Seine. And
Or I should say poodle for France, shouldn't I?
Not possibly. A dachshund. Yes, it's delightful. I think this is so beautiful. And also, you know what? It won Song of the Year at the Grammys. Did you know that song?
Oh, I'm sure it did. It's a very pleasant song.
Do you know what it beat?
I don't, actually.
Born Free.
Right.
And Strangers in the Night.
Oh, gosh. Some big songs
Big songs there, but it won. I mean, if the Grammys thought it was great... But this is very beautiful. I love the rhyming. Paul does French well, even though you might think he might be potentially doing a piss take. He does it well.
Well, it definitely started that way.
Mm.
I can say that much.
Yeah, it's just beautiful. And he also sang it, if you can look it up on YouTube. I think it was at the inauguration of Barack Obama, or maybe his re-election, and he sang it to Michelle Obama in the White House.
Oh, that was where Elvis Costello was singing too. I might have to go back and rewatch it, because there was a thing where Elvis Costello was singing the songs in front of Paul, and I thought, oh, that's cool. But they'd written songs before too, for the Flowers in the Dirt LP as well. Anyway, we're getting off track.
We're getting very, very off track. So yes, Michelle, beautiful, French, delightful, and I'm a big fan.
Okay.
Fan. Moving on to slightly, well, sort of a similar, isn't it? Sort of got that wistfulness and kind of warmth to it. Sun King from Abbey Road.
Yeah, very, very mellow track here. And not one I go to all that often, I've got to say. You know, it usually comes on just by accident because, you know, the album's playing or something, or it's on a random shuffle. The reverby guitars, the simple lyric, you know, here comes the Sun King, that's pretty much it. And then the guys basically say some nonsense in Spanish and things.
Donde amadoro, mi acanto, cake and eat it.
Yeah, it's a bit of fluff, basically, but it sounds nice. It's not profound, but I don't think it's trying to be anything. It's almost filler, albeit really nice-sounding filler, but it's not quite filler. It's kind of hard to take it seriously as a song. Oh, I don't know where I stand on this, Jono, and that's pretty much all I've got on it.
This is, it's just so hazy. It's like a hazy, dazy, dreamlike song. It's just come, a track or two after Because, and you've still got those amazing harmonies that they're doing in here, which, you know, just sounds so... warm
and hazy.
Hazy
is a good word. It's the reverb on the guitars, I think.
It's got the amazing organ, like the organ comes in as well, and it's obviously cicadas. Let's not forget the cicadas at the beginning.
True.
Yeah, the crazy thing about it as well is just the way it ends, because it just goes crashing into Mean Mr. Mustard.
Yes.
Which is not quite what you'd expect. And I love the jumbleness and the nonsense talk at the end. It's a little bit of a you know, wink and don't take us too seriously.
No.
But it also feels like it's that kind of like laziness, that they're almost just trying to like just chuck whatever words we can in, you know? It's all good. It's hazy.
Yeah,
they're
having fun. It's good.
Yeah. But I know what you mean. It's like warm, fuzzy filler.
Yeah. Inoffensive.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's scoot back. Gosh, we feel like we're jumping back and forth all over the place now to Norwegian Wood, This Bird Has Flown.
Yeah, this is really cruel, an episode where we also have Michelle up for the vote. But, you know, if I put the songs head to head, I think this is the better of the two songs. And I remind people at this point that I'm a Paul guy. But it's true, to my mind at least, and I'd be dishonest to say otherwise. I think this is the better of the two songs we're talking about. I think the lyric is more interesting, you know, right from the start. I once had a girl, or should I say she once had me, and I think guys and even girls across the world are like, yep, been there. And in general, it's quite an odd little thing and open to interpretation when you listen to the lyrics. You know, people wonder if John lighting the fire at the end of the lyric is him setting fire to the house rather than making it, you know, nice and warm and cozy. And if that's true, is he doing it literally or metaphorically? You know, I think it's a much more mature song than Michelle, My Belle, These Are Words That Go Together Well. You know, and it makes you think a bit. You can actually think about this song. I think it's the better of the two Rubber Soul songs we're talking about today.
Yeah. We'll come to that.
Okay.
Come to that, I think. I mean, this is seen as a classic Beatles song, right?
Absolutely.
And hints at an affair. In fact, I'm not even sure it was hinting at an affair. I think John came out and sort of said, yeah, I've had some affairs.
Yeah, yeah.
And it really gets under your skin, doesn't it, this one?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
I don't know. And if you listen to it on a basic level, or just, you know, you're not sort of going too deep into it, it's just a lovely little song, you know. But it's got that sort of slightly sinister undertone to it, and yeah. And it's got the sitar. It's brilliant.
It's nice.
Is this the first time the sitar came into the song? I think it might have been.
It's on other tracks on the album, but it's where George is bringing that influence in. Yeah, definitely this album.
It's only 2 minutes long as well.
I know.
It's really short.
I know, yet it does so much and makes you think so much. What do you think about my comment about the fire? Does John set fire to the house? Is he just lighting a fire to be warm?
No, because I thought the whole joke in it was that he keeps on sort of talking about Norwegian wood. Because Norwegian wood, I think, was the kind of the style at the time. In terms of like the like people decorated their houses, it was kind of like Norwegian wood style.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure I got that right.
I imagine it's kind of like a pine, a light pine.
Because when he's saying, I lit a fire, isn't it good Norwegian wood? It could just be, of course, that Norwegian wood burns well, doesn't it? Or actually, he's just burning down her house.
Well, that's what I mean.
And
if he is burning it down, again, is it literally or metaphorically? You know, so who knows?
You could listen to this over and over and over again, couldn't you? And just still not fully uncover its secrets.
It's great. It's a great song.
Hey, let's jump to the end now. Literally, to the end.
About
four songs. And we have the very last... Well, I mean, there's Her Majesty, but... the very last song from the very last recorded album.
Yeah, and another song, as we said earlier, that's taken from the same album as another song we've already looked at. You know, we were talking about Sun King earlier, and here we are at the end. And sure, it's part of the Abbey Road medley, so it's hard to grasp as a song in its own right. It kind of feels like a jam in some ways, like the guys are just jamming out. But I still think it's better than Sun King. And, of course, it has that awesome, awesome closing line. And in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make. And it has to be mentioned here because I think it's one of those happy accidents that, I mean, you mentioned Her Majesty finishes the album, and yes, it does, but that's just a little ditty that's tacked on the end. This line is the last thing you hear on a Beatles album proper. And it feels quite right to me that, you know, it was only 7 or 8 years earlier they were just hitting the big time.
Yeah.
And here they've grown into men, they've made all these albums, they've taken over the world, and they just say this wonderful, profound little line at the end. It's like the cherry on top of the cake, and yet it wasn't planned that way. And of course, the Let It Be album comes out after this, making people think Let It Be is the last album, etc., etc., etc. But no, this is the final line on the final Beatles album. Oh, it's good. It's good. But, like I say, the song is more of a jam, mostly, so it's hard to sort of grasp as a song.
Yeah, but it is, you know, it's a jam, but it's also, like, really showcasing each of the four of them, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, you've got Ringo's one and only drum solo. Like,
yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
And then the four of them, then the three, you know, of the rest of them doing the guitars. And what's great about that as well is that you really can kind of get a sense of their personalities in that guitar playing as well.
Yes. Like,
George's is quite, I was going to say methodical, but kind of, you know, thought out. Paul's is kind of jaunty. John's is just kind of, yeah.
It's good.
It is a great, it's a perfect ending really, isn't it?
It is. It is. That's what I mean. Even without that last line, it would be good. But with that last line, it's like, oh, yes.
Yeah.
Nailed it. Nailed the landing, guys.
And also, just hearing them, particularly with like Ringo's drumming, with that jump in quality, it felt like Abbey Road had from an audio point of view. Like, mm-hmm. It's really nice to listen to, like really good gruntiness, and you can actually get a sense of it. Yeah. I find Abbey Road, I think I've said this before, but Abbey Road just sounds like a step above everything else they did in terms of the audio quality, I think.
Well, if they weren't dicking around on Let It Be in that, you know, Magic Alex studio or the Twickenham studios or, you know, the thing they built at Apple Corps, the Let It Be album could have sounded like this as well, I think. Yeah, imagine that.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
All right, well, that is that's the end of our four songs. So, Michelle, Sun King, Norwegian Wood, and The End. We have to pick one. this is going to be an anticlimax from you, Rob, or are you going to surprise at the last minute?
I think the former. It is Norwegian Wood for me.
Yeah. Oh, I really wanted to not say Norwegian Wood because I knew that you would.
Right.
But isn't it good?
It is very good.
And I've got to say, I'm horrified to be getting rid of Michelle because I adore that song so much.
Oh, it's a beautiful, pretty song. Like I say, I've had this experience of seeing Paul play it right in front of me. I've had a profound moment with that song. It's hard for me too, Jono, but Norwegian Wood is the better song.
I have to say, I would listen to Norwegian Wood many times, I think, happily, and never get bored with it, which is amazing for a 2-minute long song, you know.
Yeah.
There we go. Norwegian Wood, you are through. I don't think there'll be many people who'll disagree with that, I've got to say.
And no, safe this time.
We've had some people disagreeing in the past.
We have.
So, yes, this will be up. You can say whether we got it right or not on Twitter. We'll make sure that this goes up for you to have your say as well. But... you know what we're going to do? We're going to draw out the ones for next week. Should we do it?
Yes, let's do it.
Let's go. All right, it is going to be Heat 27 next week. So let's get into it. The first song is The Night Before.
From Help.
For No One.
Ooh, Revolver.
Are you just going to say the album?
I am, just to show off. Sure.
I Feel Fine.
Past Masters Volume 1.
Single.
Yes, and a single.
Hold Me Tight.
With the Beatles.
There we go. Rob knows his albums.
I do.
Buddy. There we go. So next week, what an interesting little mix.
I'll have things to say, I think.
Yeah, cool. All right, you can join us next week and also get in touch with us if you like, if I can get my words out. The Beatles World Cup at gmail.com is our email address. Also on Twitter at Beatles World Cup. Great to have so many people join over the last few weeks on Twitter. It's awesome. Not quite sure how that happened. Maybe just word of blimmin' mouth.
I think so.
Which is great. Anyway, have a lovely week. We will catch you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.